No, tell me, what is that?
I'm trying to find out. That's one that nobody's really been able to tell me much about.
A go devil, huh?
Yeah. Are there any lakes around here?
Mm-hmm.
Do people use it for recreation?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. What kind of things do they allow out of the lake? Is it restricted as far as...
Yeah. Most all of our lakes that I can come across thinking in the valley are no white wake.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so we only can use them for fishing.
Okay.
We don't have any that are open that I know of for water skiing or high boating, high fast boating.
But you do see boats out on them.
Oh yeah, for fishing.
What kind of boats do you see?
Little small boats, 15 feet runabouts and stuff that way, just so we control.
Do they have motors?
Uh-huh. Mine has a gas motor.
Right. You see people actually row them too, sometimes?
Yeah, if the motor quits, but that's the only reason. I've been there, done that.
Me too, I grew up in Michigan, so done a lot of boating.
Every once in a while, the motor dies and you have to row to shore.
Yeah.
But not fun.
When you were a kid, did you see something that you used for building? You might still see them. You used to cut wood or something that looks like this?
Uh-huh, saw heart.
Yeah. Did you also have something that you would cut maybe logs in that were sort of like this?
Uh-huh.
What were those called?
A jig.
A jig? Interesting.
See, I just finished using one of those last Saturday.
Oh, really?
Because we were doing the slabs, which are 8 feet long.
Uh-huh.
They're about, most of them are about this wide,
mm-hmm,
and about that thick, but they're 8 foot long.
Okay.
So we put one in this end. Of course, we had our X's going the other direction this way. You know, we'd put them through here and into this one. Then we'd cut in between.
Right. Okay.
We call it a jig. No, I don't know what you call it.
Okay. Jig sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
Did you do much plowing when you were a kid?
Oh, yeah.
You use plows much?
Mm-hmm.
What kind of plows did you use?
We used a single plow. We only had one, you know. But we did have an old tractor. We had an old case tractor. And then we had the single blade plow.
Okay.
Right. But we plowed everything. See, now they don't even do that. They don't plow anymore.
Really?
Mm-mm. No. Because they claim that when you plow, you turn too much of the soil. Because, see, we would turn about 6 inches of soil with our plow, with our plow blade. Now they go in and just run over the top of disc it, you know. But they only go into the dirt about this far.
Mm.
So they don't turn the ground with the plow anymore.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever use something called a buck scraper? Do you know what that is?
A buck scraper?
Yeah.
We had scrapers, but I don't know that they were called buck scraper that we used to scrape our pigs with, but I don't know if you're talking on the same thing.
What about a harrow?
Well, harrow, yeah. Right. After you plow, then you have to go in and harrow it to break up the clods in order to get it leveled back down to where you can even drive over it.
Okay.
But
did you ever hear of a gee whiz?
A gee whiz?
Yeah.
No.
Okay. What about ranchers' tools? Some tools that ranchers have to have. Can you name a couple that you would think would be really important for ranchers?
Right. Tools? Branding irons.
Okay. Yeah.
And the little squeeze chutes.
Oh, right.
Because you gotta get those in. If you're going to brand them, you gotta get them in individually in a squeeze chute.
Yeah. Right. Did you did they do much sheep farming around here?
We used to, but I think it's pretty much gone out.
Okay.
See, the cost of wool went down to nothing.
Yeah.
I mean, the farmer's price, when they started importing wool from Australia, it cost a lot of farmers.
Yeah. Did you ever see the tool that they used to take the wool off with?
The cording. Oh, what, the shears?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Did you use those at all?
Oh, yeah.
Are those tough or what?
And I always ended up having to jump in the sack because we always had a sack that would... When it was full, it would probably stand as high as this room, okay?
Yeah.
And about this big around.
Uh-huh.
Well, as you got each fleece off of the sheep, you tied it, then you pitched it up in there.
Yeah.
But you couldn't leave it loose like that because they were going to come in with trucks to haul it off.